Hello and welcome to the Websurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Snapchat has introduced a search bar to assist with brand exposure. Cross-border shopping is growing in India and Zalando has seen large growth in the past year. The introduction of a search bar to Snapchat has given brands more opportunity to be found by users. This update introduces the potential for extra exposure for publishers and brands who are increasing their presence in the platform. Simon Law, Chief Strategy Officer at the digital agency Possible, said Snapchat was beginning to inject features that make it easier for broader audiences to discover things. Before the launch, the popular app used its Discover section to allow brands to engage with all users, but it was only available to invited publishers. Now, with its new search feature, Snapchat has become even more attractive to advertisers. It was recently revealed that ad spending on Snapchat had already increased substantially through 2016, a trend expected to carry on into 2020. Cross-border e-commerce is growing throughout India. Despite the success of native e-commerce businesses, Indian consumers are spending more and more money in foreign markets. A survey undertaken by PayPal and Ipsos has shown that in 2016, online shoppers in the country spent nearly 7% more internationally than they did in 2015. Of the $8.7 billion US dollars spent abroad, nearly $4 billion was spent in the US, with nearly $1 billion spent in both the UK and China. The report found that the reason behind this growing habit was so consumers could get access to brands that are not available domestically, opening up opportunities for brands around the world. However, the Indian e-commerce market currently stands at around $31 billion US dollars, far ahead of international spend and growing at a faster rate. Zalando has seen a 23% revenue increase over the past 12 months. The German online fashion retailer has expanded throughout Western Europe over the past year, introducing new warehouses and logistics. 2016 also saw the company make more than 1 billion euros in a single quarter in Q3 2016. CEO Ruben Ritter said of the recently released results that the company will continue to emphasize growth and further invest behind an ever-improving customer experience, adding that its success was due to customer focus. Zalando also announced that it plans to open a warehouse in Sweden during 2017, expanding its presence further into Scandinavia. It'll be run by a service provider, much like the warehouses it already owns in France and Italy. Mark Zuckerberg has said that Facebook is likely to invest more than $3 billion US dollars in the future of virtual reality. During an appearance in court defending a $2 billion lawsuit around the original creation of Oculus VR, Zuckerberg explained that his company was aiming to create a version of the technology that could be sold in high numbers to the public. The company has already invested in VR technology, including the purchase of Oculus, for a total of $3 billion US dollars, which included $700 million for employee retention. And finally, the Indian e-commerce company Flipkart has invested $2 million US dollars in startup business TinyStep. TinyStep works as a source of parental advice as well as a social network for parents to communicate on. Currently, it has around 500,000 visitors per month and 30,000 app users. Flipkart plans to help the business grow its marketing spend whilst also assisting in monetizing the site. TinyStep founder Suhara Bedi said that it planned to introduce a formalized cost system to charge brands to advertise on the site, with additional costs for brands to have their own pages, much like on Facebook. He also added that he wished to introduce e-commerce to the site, potentially using its connections to Flipkart to facilitate it. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.